Africa finally resting on the number 24.
Previously, I'm 24.
Hello, Sherry.
David?
Alan's determined to see Wayne removed, even if it means destroying my presidency.
You want me to find something you can use against Alan?
You think you can enlist your psychopathic ex-wife to manufacture lies about me in order to bring me down?
You want it to stop. Stay away from my brother.
Jet,
take your time with her.
Got the product.
There's an old mine east of Poster Meter.
Meet me in the northernmost building in 1 hour and 10 minutes. I'll have one man with me for security. You may do the same.
We are following through with what you have started.
There are too many risks now.
They are unavoidable.
CTU, Dessler.
Ramon, if you want this deal to happen, we've got to go now.
Tony, Jack's on the line. He's using his cells one way.
Amador is going to be at the mine of Poster Meter in about an hour. It's going to take us that long to get there and get your men into position.
Disconnected.
Based on what CTU got from Jack, the meeting will probably take place here. My forward position is going to be here. What I need from you is to put your men behind this ridge until we know that the virus is real. How long will it take your men to get to the old mine?
90 seconds. Good luck.
Ramon, if you want this deal to happen, we have to leave now. We have to be at the mine 20 minutes before Amador gets there.
The deal is off!
We're leaving now.
Hector!
Ramon shoots his brother in the back and Hector collapses to the floor.
The following takes place between 12 a.m. and 1 a.m.
Tony and Michelle at CTU.
Are your people ready?
Yeah, they're waiting.
What about Chloe?
Yeah, she's there too.
All right, this is our one chance of getting the virus, so make sure they're all aware of what's at stake.
They're aware.
I'm just saying, it's all gonna come down in the next hour.
I know, Tony, you don't have to keep reminding me.
Yes, I do. Look, too many things can go wrong here. We don't need another mistake.
Tony realizes he's overstepped the mark. Michelle makes allowances for his agitation by showing wifely restraint.
So, have we had any communication from Jack in the last few minutes?
No. He's still with Nina and the Salazars.
Meanwhile, Ramon approaches Hector's wounded body, outstretched on the barn floor. Pablo crouches over him and tries to stem the flow of blood pouring from between his ribs.
You should have listened to me. This is my business. I built it, and I won't let anyone destroy it, not even you.
Stop the bleeding. We gotta get him to a hospital.
We can't. The last questions.
He'll die if we don't.
I know.
Ramon stands over his stricken brother, gun in hand. He grieves over his dead brother as all around stand motionless in shock. All except Jack, who approaches Hector's executioner with a cautious strength of purpose.
Oh, I'm sorry. We have to go.
When you're done, I want him to have a proper burial.
Nina panics.
Ramon, you're making a big mistake. He's setting you up. He works for CTU! Hector was right. You should give this up.
Enough. Don't mention my brother's name, ever.
All right, let's do the deal. Everybody back in the cars.
British Sky Broadcasting presents 24, starring Kiefer Sutherland as Jack Bauer, Alicia Cuthbert as Kim Bauer, Carlos Bernard as Tony Almeida, James Badge Dale as Chase Edmonds, and Dennis Haysbert as President Palmer. Created by Joel Surnow and Robert Cochran. Voiced by Tim Bruce on behalf of MCS Agency. As Wayne leaves Palmer's office, He exchanges distrustful glances with Sherry.
Yes.
David, I just want you to know that I'm leaving.
Palmer closes the door behind her.
This leverage you have with Milliken.
I told you, David, it's better that you don't know all the details right now.
All right. Aaron told me that you refused the Secret Service escort.
Yes, but that's because the person I'm going to see might scare if I don't come alone. Don't worry about me. I can take care of myself.
I know you can.
David?
Mm-hmm.
I still believe in your presidency. And if Alan Milliken is threatening your ability to lead this country, he will be stopped.
Sherry smiles a deadly ex-wife sort of smile and leaves Palmer to ponder. ...1206. Tony briefs CTU.
Amador is bringing the virus to this location in 30 minutes. We have Delta teams bunkered 2 minutes away, ready to intercept the package as soon as Jack confirms it contains the virus.
Jack's transmitter working yet?
No, we're using Chase. He's moving into a forward covert position to give us confirmation. He'll be able to transmit sound to both us and the Delta teams.
Who's running his comm?
I am. There wasn't any protocol in place, so I wrote a software bridge. I'm amplifying the low-frequency audio signal and relaying it out.
Okay, good.
After that, Chase will let us know when the transaction is complete and Jack has the virus, at which point our units will move in, taking full precautions to keep that virus safe.
In the dark of night, Chase maneuvers into a forward observation position on a grassy hillside overlooking the mine buildings in Postamita, the rendezvous point with Amador. He offloads his surveillance equipment and sets up a tripod for a large automatic machine gun. As he scrutinizes the area for signs of movement, the Salazar convoy roars angrily up the dirt track and into the deserted complex of corrugated mine buildings. Chase observes them through a nightscope.
Ramon, you have to get your men out of sight before Amador arrives.
I know. Things inside.
Hombres, vengan acá.
Chase watches as they ready their weapons.
All right, give me the map. Let's know what's going over here.
Tell them to keep their eyes open.
Oh, he's setting you up. I can prove it.
Luis, it's better.
Ramon approaches Nina with more interest this time.
Really? How?
I was at CTU for 7 years. I know their protocols. I know how they'll play this.
I'm listening.
Their attack teams won't be too close, but they'll have at least one man doing reconnaissance. I bet he's watching us right now.
And you know where that man would be?
Straight ahead, there's some high ground. I bet he's there, or 90 degrees to the west of the tree line.
We'll know soon enough.
Felipe, Pablo, check it out.
And make sure you make your approach from the sides in case the woman is right.
I am right.
Vámonos.
As Nina is taken inside under armed escort, Felipe and Pablo fan out and begin to search the hillside. Chase sees them and slinks off into the darkness. End of part one. Two.
Kim, I need you to go with these format changes.
Yeah. Here you're gonna need these files for the repagination. They're not on the hard drive.
What is that?
It's a baby.
Yeah, I can see that it's a baby, Kim. Whose baby is it?
Chloe's.
Chloe's?
Her babysitter must have had some sort of family emergency.
Kim, Chloe doesn't have a baby.
Of course she does.
No, she doesn't. I was on the search team that Chloe had hired. I did her background checks, personal histories, medical histories, the whole thing.
And she's never had a baby?
No. It's definitely not her kid.
An angelic baby looks back at them with large, vulnerable eyes. 1209. Jack finds a boarded-up window in an abandoned mine building and rips off one of the boards. He picks up a night sight and paws over the terrain looking for signs of trouble. Ramon and some of his men enter with Nina, who's dumped into a chair. Ramon checks his watch and tries to contact his two reconnaissance men still on the hillside.
Felipe, Pablo, call me the opposition.
Ramon, it's Felipe.
Where are you?
At the tree line. There's no one here.
Pablo, what about you? Pablo! Pablo, can you hear me?
They got to him.
Pablo!
He's dead, Ramon, and they're coming for you next.
What's going on? What'd you say to him? What did you say to him?
Ramon, it's me. I'm at the high ground.
Do you see anything?
No. There's no one here.
Right, good. Hold your position and keep your eyes open.
Okay.
Chase holds him captive.
No more lies from you.
Chase knocks Pablo unconscious.
Amador will be here in 15 minutes. Confirm that he has the virus, get him his money, and bring the virus back to us. You'll have one of my men with you acting as your bodyguard. But if you try to escape or communicate anything to Amador, he will kill you. If he misses, there are three men in the hills with sniper rifles aimed at your head. If you want to live, make sure this still happens.
Understood.
Good.
A grim-faced Nina turns to face Jack, who continues to scour the surrounding hills with his night scope. 12:16. Kim at CTU.
How's Angela? Adam just told me you're not the mother of this child. Who does the baby belong to?
My boyfriend, Eric.
Eric.
Binder. His name's Eric Binder.
So why isn't he taking care of his daughter?
Because it's the first place his ex-wife would look. His ex-wife has custody of the baby. A few weeks ago, she started seeing this guy with a drinking problem, and then Eric found out that this guy was abusing the baby physically.
So why hasn't the ex-wife stopped the boyfriend?
Apparently she's in some kind of denial.
So why doesn't he call Child Protective Services?
Eric has. He saw a social worker this morning, but she couldn't make it out until tomorrow. And he's afraid by then it'll be too late.
Wait, so he's kidnapping Angela?
Technically, but just for tonight.
Yeah, well, I don't care, Chloe. Kidnapping is a felony.
You want to call the police? Then go ahead and call the police. But if this child is returned to its mother and something bad happens, then that's on you. So think about that, Kim. Think about it.
Chloe, Tony needs you. Chase is transmitting from Post Amita.
I'll be down there in a minute.
No, he needs you now. Is there a problem?
No, no problem.
Good.
Let me know how much of her bottle she takes.
12:18. Sherry arrives at a trailer and gingerly approaches the door. It is opened by a frightened middle-aged man in a check shirt, left open to reveal his vest.
Mr. Kelly?
Yeah. Come on in.
He helps himself to a large whiskey.
Drink?
No, thank you. We appreciate your help on this, Mr. Kelly.
We meaning you and the president, right?
I am representing the president on this, yes.
So, what can I tell you?
You can tell me what really happened.
What do you think happened?
I think Alan Milliken was driving the car that hit and killed your daughter 12 years ago.
I wouldn't know.
You testified that you didn't see anything, but I think you did. And I think what you saw implicates Milligan.
Sherry reaches into her handbag, unfolds a bank statement, and hands it to Kelly to read.
3 weeks after your daughter's death, an account was set up in your name at Maritime Bank, and a large deposit was made. That was to keep your mouth shut, wasn't it? This is a chance for you to set everything right.
Yeah. I saw Milligan driving the car that night. Got the license plate and everything. But when I told that to the cop, he takes me aside. And he says, "Your daughter's dead. Nothing you can do about that now. But if you keep your mouth shut, there's a payoff, a big one." So I said I didn't see who killed my daughter. It was blood money, and I took it.
Kelly moves away to the drink shelf. A revolver rests nearby. Sherry puts away the bank statement and calms Kelly with a drink.
Mr. Kelly. Mr. Kelly, we are going to have a press conference. And you are going to have a chance to tell your story to everyone.
I'm not going to be doing this for nothing, Mrs. Palmer.
Okay, that's all right. How much money?
No, I don't want money. I've already made that mistake.
Okay, I'm sorry. Then what do you want?
My son. My only living child. He's doing a prison term, life sentence. I want the president to pardon him.
What was he convicted for?
Murder. He's all I've got. You get him out of prison and I'll tell anyone who wants to listen what really happened that night.
12:21. Jack still keeps lookout. Nina still suspects.
I don't care what Ramon thinks. I know you're still working with CTU.
I want them there.
You don't know anything. My interests happen to coincide with Ramon's at this moment, and he knows it.
You may have convinced everybody else of that, but I don't believe it.
You keep shooting your mouth off, you're gonna get yourself killed.
Doesn't matter. Once he gets the virus, he's gonna kill us both.
Ramon returns to collect Nina.
Cuff her. She needs to get going. Get the briefcase.
Nina's handcuffs are removed, and she's handed a metallic case.
If there's trouble, kill her first.
Nina struts out into the yard with one of Ramon's men close behind her. Jack watches from the building, and Chase observes from the hillside as Nina walks confidently out into the night to Amador's rendezvous point.
Got one of Salazar's bodyguards with her.
Michelle, send the teams to their final marks. Everybody get set. This is it.
End of part two. Part three. 12:27.
Myers and Salazar's men are holding about 300 meters from my location.
Edmonds is still on point.
There's been no activity.
Make sure the Delta Commander has his field protocol straight. Almeida.
It's Kim. I need to talk to you in private.
Right now?
Yeah, it's about Chloe. It's important.
All right, Tech One. Keep me posted.
You want me to pardon this man's son, a convicted murderer?
I know I'm asking a lot, David, but unless you pardon Kelly's son for that crime, he's not going to help us.
And how exactly is he supposed to help us?
12 years ago, Kelly was paid off not to come forward as a witness against Milligan.
What did he witness?
Milligan killing his daughter while driving drunk, then drove off, hit and run. Kelly was the only one who saw it. Then Milliken's people got to him before the police report was filed.
And he'll swear to this?
All you have to do is pardon the son.
His name is Patrick Kelly. He's already served 4 years of a life sentence.
I don't know, Sherry. I'll have to get back to you on this.
Just hurry, okay?
What do you think?
You know what I think? You shouldn't be involved in this, David. Give him to Milliken, accept my resignation, and he'll back off.
I told you. I am not Milliken's puppet, and I will not let him dictate my decisions.
Right, but you don't let your ex-wife convince you to grant a quid pro quo pardon to a convicted murderer. David, she's only been back in your life for a few hours, and look what's happening.
I would think you'd be in favor of what she's proposing.
Of you what, abusing the power of your office? Absolutely not, David. Absolutely not. It is wrong.
When you wanted me to pay hush money to Anne's ex-husband, that was justified.
The difference is that... David, I have your best interest at heart. You know that. Now, I'm sorry, but Sherry has her own, and she always has.
Your loyalty, which I am grateful for, does not change the fact that when someone wants to get down in the mud, the only way to fight back is to get down in it with them.
So you're going to grant the pardon?
I don't know what I'm going to do.
12:30.
Okay, Kim, what is it?
Tony, there's something you need to know.
This is about Chloe's baby. I don't have time to deal with this right now.
It's not her baby. Chloe does not have a baby. And frankly, I think she's delusional.
What are you talking about?
Look, Chloe does not have a child. I confronted her, and she said that this was her boyfriend's baby, and that the mother of this child was letting her get abused. But Tony, I spoke to Child Protective Services, and they said that there was no abuse claim filed.
You sure?
Positive.
Have you talked to Chloe since you found this out?
No, when I confronted her, she was on the verge of losing it. Look, this is what I'm worried about. I think she's unstable.
Tony ponders Chloe on Tech One's monitor.
Kim, I need you to take a step back here.
My father and Chase's lives are in her hands.
That's exactly why we can't do anything about this right now.
What do you mean?
Look, Chloe is our only lifeline of what's going on down there. She's the only one in this office capable of filtering audio streams that Chase is sending us.
If Chloe is unstable...
Look, we don't have an alternative right now. We have got to keep her in place.
What about the baby? Whoever her parents are, they must be going out of their minds right now.
You're going to take care of that baby till this operation's over. I do not want Chloe distracted. Hey, I'm not happy about this either. Let's just hope Chloe holds it together. We'll deal with the baby once we get possession of the virus.
Sherry slowly makes her way back to the trailer door. It has been left partially open.
Mr. Kelly? Mr. Kelly? Mr. Kelly?
The trailer has been ransacked, items strewn onto the floor in disarray. The whiskey bottle is empty. The gun has gone. Sherry heads for the door. Bloody handprints cover the doorpost. Sherry leaves and heads for her car, frantically looking left and right for signs of trouble. She fumbles in her bag for her car keys, but cannot find them. At the other end of the street, the headlights of a parked car flash into life. The car begins to accelerate towards her at great speed. In desperation, she piles the contents of her bag onto the car roof, scraping her bag for her keys. As the car draws closer, she sees a harmless elderly couple out for a drive. Finally, she finds her keys, piles the contents of her bag into the car, and jumps in to safety.
Oh,
Meanwhile, Chase monitors the mine buildings at Poster Mita.
Hold on, I hear something. It's a car approaching.
Tony, Chase is reporting a car approaching.
Salazar's men are sitting tight. There's no sign of Amador's men and no other vehicles.
Chase? I've got a visual. Two men inside.
It's Amador and his bodyguard.
Ramon. Amador's arriving.
They're exiting the car. Amador's got a case in his hand.
How far is Delta?
90 seconds away.
No one makes a move until we're sure it's the virus. Understood?
Understood.
Do you have it?
Yes.
Good.
The transfer protocol for the funds is in place with the bank.
I'll transfer the funds once I verify the virus. So let's see it.
It looks like he's going to give her the virus now.
At the rendezvous point, Amador opens up a metallic case.
He's taken a canister from the case. He's unscrewing the lid.
Amador hands Nina a vial full of a thick liquid containing crystals held in suspension. She examines it in the light, slots the vial into a computer to verify its contents, then initiates the program.
It should take about 5 minutes to confirm it's the virus.
The computer scans the vial as Jack and Ramon peer out from the mine building. 12:40.
Damn it, we don't have enough audio filters.
There's a library on 823. Should I use it?
Yeah.
Mr. Palmer, this is Tony Almeida.
Give me an update on things, Tony.
The exchange of the virus hasn't happened yet, but we expect it to go down at any moment.
Tony, the Pentagon is furious at having to play catch-up, and I sure as hell don't blame them. Now, this operation began as a secret between three CTU agents, and again, I will reiterate, when this is over, the president will hold all three of you accountable.
I understand, sir. But if you're just calling to reprimand me, you're doing us both a disservice. I need to focus on this operation.
This operation, how large is it?
We have half a dozen Delta teams in the area waiting for the signal to go in.
And will that be sufficient?
Well, it has to be. Any more bodies down there, we run the risk of being spotted.
Okay, tell me exactly what's going to happen.
We don't have the time for this, sir.
Tony, you've asked the president to support you in this, and he has. Now, you put him way out on a limb here. Now, he wants to know what the plan is.
Michael Amador, the seller, will hand the virus over to Nina Myers. Now, he doesn't know that Nina Myers is now under our control. Once the exchange happens, the Delta teams will move in, secure the virus, take Nina Myers, Michael Amador, and Ramon Salazar into custody.
Sounds like an awful lot of things going to have to go perfectly.
That's true. We're pretty sure we have our bases covered.
Pretty sure isn't good enough. You make this happen.
Yes, sir.
Still waiting.
How much longer?
Chase is watching. It looks like Nina Myers is still testing to confirm that it is, in fact, the Cordilla virus.
All right, let me know the second Chase sees any movement.
I know to do that, Tony.
Then do it.
I put an extra audio filter on your volume. It might help.
I don't need it.
You asked for it.
I found a plug-in that worked fine.
Well, why didn't you just tell me that instead of wasting my time?
Leave me alone, Adam.
Adam angrily stomps back to his console and weighs up Chloe in his mind.
Tony.
Yeah?
There's some things about Chloe that concern me.
I know about the baby. Kim told me.
Are we right to be letting her run point on this thing? In the next few minutes, if we make any mistakes, we could lose the virus.
Adam, Channel 2 is floating. Use a phase loop to lock it down.
Okay, just do what she says.
Michelle struggles with her computer.
What's the matter?
They changed the access code to Division again, didn't they?
Yeah, here.
She watches him closely as he types the code for her. Tony is about to speak when...
Okay, we're on.
The testing device might be finishing up right now.
Chase, what's going on?
It looks like they're about to get confirmation.
The computer confirms verification complete 100%.
Signatures match.
It's the virus. I repeat, it is the virus.
Right, send Delta in.
Delta teams, you have a green light. Go, go.
I'll take that. Until the funds are in place.
Nina reluctantly hands Amador back the vial, which he replaces in its cylinder. As Nina contacts the bank on her cell phone, Amador places something inside his jacket pocket and then closes the metallic case.
Transfers. Fund transfer locator 65-1911374.
Waiting to confirm.
Your bank is on the phone to confirm the transfer of the funds.
Yes.
65-1911374 verified.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Our business is done. Good luck.
12:44. Amador hands Nina the case and leaves.
Amador is out of the building.
He's left the case containing the virus of Nina. They're in the car, turning around, heading north.
Have a Delta unit pick him up.
Okay. Nina's on her way. She's carrying the case. File.
What did he say?
Myers.
He said he thinks Nina's leaving with the virus.
What is wrong with that?
Chloe, the channel's modulating.
I know. I'm switching to a Sat-9.
What? In the middle of the meet? What the hell's going on here? All I'm getting is static.
We'll be fine in a second.
Boy, what are you doing? Switch it back to Sat-3.
No.
Are you crazy?
Sat-3 is out of range. I noticed a glitch in its relay software. I had to switch over, otherwise we would have lost it completely.
Chase, do copy.
Tony and Adam exchange disbelieving glances and look accusingly at Chloe.
You should be getting a clear signal now.
Chase, do you copy? Chase, do you copy?
Yeah, I copy. Nina's still in visual range and she's headed towards the building.
Delta's 50 seconds away.
Let's go.
Chase watches as Nina walks across the yard carrying Amador's metallic case, followed by her bodyguard. As she walks towards the Salazar convoy, she is met by Jack and Ramon and several twitchy gunmen. Ramon takes the case from her and checks the cylinder by holding it up to the light.
Good job.
Ramon, we should go.
Ramon trains his gun at Jack's head.
Go, Jack. I don't need you anymore.
It's gonna kill him. Delta team's not gonna get there in time.
Ramon, we had a deal.
My brother died because of you. Because of you!
Chase!
Chase shoots Ramon with his automatic sniper's rifle. And in the confusion, Nina slips away into the night. A full-scale battle develops as the Delta teams arrive to take on the Salazar menace.
Chase, come in.
Tony, Delta's here.
We're moving in.
As Jack defends himself in whatever way he can, with guns, fists and knives, a Delta helicopter hovers above the gunmen, riddling them with bullets and blasting their vehicles with rockets. Two armored Delta jeeps roar between the buildings and pick off more of Salazar's men. Another rocket hits a fuel storage tank and explodes. In the chaos, Ramon dashes between some mine buildings with a virus and disappears from view.
Lord Salazar's on the move with the virus. Repeat, he has the virus. He's headed west between the buildings. Jack is in pursuit. You two, you with me? All men in pursuit. Repeat, Salazar has the virus.
12:47. End of part 3. Part 4. 12:52. And Julia Milliken slips off her stylish stiletto heels and takes a relaxing bottle of mineral water from the fridge. Her cell phone begins to ring in her bag.
Hello?
Hello, Julia? It's Sherry Palmer. I'm sorry to call so late, sweetie. Are you alone?
Yes. It is very late, Sherry. Why are you calling?
Because I know what your husband is doing to David.
I can't do anything about that.
No, that's not true. You mean you don't see any reason to do anything about it, but I'm going to give you a reason.
What are you talking about?
I know your situation, Julia. I know Alan is too controlling to let you go, and I know you're not willing to sacrifice everything to get out.
You're making a lot of assumptions, and I'm hanging up.
No, I'm telling the truth, and you know it. But I can help you, Julia. I can help you get away from Alan without having to give everything up.
This is ridiculous.
You know me, Julia. When I say I can make something happen, you better believe I can.
How would you do this?
First of all, we need to meet in person.
When?
It has to be now.
I can't leave the house this time of night without Alan wondering what I'm doing.
Then I'm coming to you.
12:53, and Jack pursues Ramon into the hills. Something moves in the dense scrub.
Jack, hold your fire!
Chase?
Yeah?
You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Our first priority is the virus. Ramona's our second. Anybody gets a visual, standing order is do not fire. Are we clear?
Copy.
Pleasure. I lost him coming down the path, but if I were him, I'd have headed north.
Headed north, he'll run into the river.
Give the chopper our coordinates. Tell him to converge on the river. Send another team back down the path in case he doubles back.
All right, four of you down that path. I want two of you with me.
Copy.
Let's go. Let's go. Move. Ramon is in possession of the virus. He's headed north to position 453.6.
Ramon is caught in a helicopter searchlight as he leans against the face of a rock, cradling his wounded arm.
It's over, Ramon! There's nowhere else for you to go!
I'm not going back to jail!
Put the cylinder down and we'll talk about it!
Stop, Jack. There's nothing to talk about!
Put the cylinder down! I don't want to have to shoot you. Just put the cylinder down.
Jack, say the word.
No, no. Ramon, I have the authority to cut a deal. All we want is the virus. Just put the cylinder down slowly. Please, I don't want to shoot you.
Ramon slowly lowers the cylinder towards the ground.
There you go. Just put it on the ground nice and easy. Good.
He opens the cylinder, which triggers an explosion. Ramon is blown to smithereens. Jack and the others are thrown to the ground.
Chase, are you all right?
Yeah.
Give me your phone. Jack Bauer, patch me through to Almeida now.
Right away. What's going on, Jack?
We do not have the virus. I repeat, we do not have the virus. The cylinder Ramon was carrying was rigged with a bomb. Amador must have switched it. Do we have a position on him?
Delta's on him, Jack. He won't get far.
This must have been Amador's original plan, which means he has a prearranged escape route. Please advise Delta team.
We're on him, Jack.
Tony, Nina Myers is out there, too.
Any chance she was involved in this?
No, the bomb was meant for her.
Delta has Amador pinned. They're 2 kilometers west of you, Jack.
Copy that. We're moving. Chase, get your team ready. 2 clicks to the west. Split the road.
Cops Delta 3.
12:56. Amador's jeep darts along a dirt road, closely pursued by 2 Delta-armored jeeps, one of which is armed with a heavy machine gun. Amador looks coldly at his pursuers and pulls the jeep to a dramatic halt at a sharp bend in the road surrounded by high, rocky hills. Delta Team 3 pulls up behind Amador and trains all its weapons on the stationary jeep.
United Vehicle, now!
Amador and his bodyguard emerge from the jeep as if in surrender.
Hands in the air!
They raise their arms, and the officer in command waves his men forward to intercept them.
Move a muscle! You're dead! Very slowly, get on the ground! Do it now!
Amador does not move. Instead, he gives a knowing glance and a nod up to the hillside. And suddenly, the Delta team is caught out in the open in a hail of crossfire bullets. As pockets of Amador's men open fire from both sides of the road, Amador leaps into the bulletproof safety of his jeep and waits for the massacre to end. When all the Delta soldiers are dead, Amador emerges, cold and smug in his sharp suit, and takes his cell phone from his pocket and stamps it into pieces into the dust of the road.
Go.
Amador's jeep churns its way through the dust to be engulfed by the anonymity of night. Meanwhile, Sherry ploughs her way along the LA freeway to the Millican mansion to meet Julia. Palmer ponders the inevitable consequences of his ex-wife's actions, and Chloe frets over the ongoing problems of monitoring developments of Postometer via an unreliable Sat-9.
Tony, the Delta unit's been taken out. Amador's escaped.
Tony, Amador's cell phone signal just went completely dead.
Jack,
come in.
Yeah, this is Bauer.
Amador ambushed Delta 3. I repeat, Amador ambushed Delta 3. It was a setup.
Do you have a position?
Negative. We were tracking him by a cell phone signal. We lost it when the ambush happened.
What about satellite?
No. There's no visual satellite coverage of this area at this time, Jack.
Son of a bitch. I copied that. Delta 3's been taken out. They don't have a position on Amador. What do you want to do? We gotta find Nina. Take your team up to the high ground. I'll cover down here.
Okay.
You guys, north. I'll flank.
Chase moves out with a Delta team and scours the area for signs of Nina. Meanwhile, Amador's jeep prowls safely away from trouble. With no one in pursuit and no chance of being monitored by satellite or cell phone, Amador relaxes in his seat, reaches for the metal case and takes out the real cylinder containing the virus from his inside jacket pocket and replaces it safely in its case. AM. The end.
Jack will be back again tomorrow night at the slightly later time of 12:30 here on Sky 2. Next tonight, though, the story of the bank robber who wrote his hold-up note on a piece of paper containing his name and address. America's dumbest criminals.